Mark in Beverly Hills, you're on Air Talk.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm an attorney. I handle hearings with the Department of Motor Vehicles, and I've been through these re-exam hearings and priority re-exam hearings, and the issue is quite complicated. There's a lot going on, and there are people on extremes that do need to have their license taken because they're not safe, but a lot of times people will get caught up in these traps. Say somebody has an accident, regardless of age, and a police officer does an investigation, asks them, well, what happened? And, well, it was an accident. They don't remember. They say, I don't know what happened. And that triggers a reexamination. The officer fills out paperwork, sends it off. And if it's a priority reexam, the person has 5 days to get to the DMV to try to save their license before it gets suspended. And this can be very stressful on someone who just had a regular accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be required to retake a written examination, a vision exam. And if somebody hasn't been studying or hasn't practiced a written exam, it can be very difficult with very tricky questions and a very narrow margin for error.
Let me bring John Locher of DMV in because we're real short on time. John, you want to respond to that?
Well, certainly. There are two types of reexaminations, as Mark said, the regular and the priority reexamination. Law enforcement officers are trained in traffic safety methods and methodology and traffic safety review. On the priority reexamination, specifically to Mark's question, the officer has made a determination that an immediate traffic safety danger exists, not only for that driver, but for the general public at large. Generally, these are not things that are on a minor traffic collision. These are things where extreme confusion, disorientation are evident, physical ailments are evident. A person is 100 miles away from home and doesn't have any realization how they got there. And in those unique cases, an officer will do a priority reexamination. And in that case, yeah, DMV offices are busy.
Okay.
We will get that drive test done within 3 days and get the person either back on the road safely, or we'll investigate further and help them along in however their mobility is going to go from there.
John Locher, California DMV, thank you. Bunny Dibness of Live Home, thank you both for being with us. Share on the page, please help your fellow listeners, how you dealt with this with a loved one. Air Talk page, kpecc.org.